Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, hello there, and you join us here today to find out what we think is the best beta watch in the world. And what exactly does that mean? If you're looking for a great daily watch, you'll find many, many watches at watchfinder.com. Click the link in the description below. Tom, what is to you the best definition of the beta watch?
Well, in my mind, I always thought it was a watch that can take a beating. I throw it on and don't worry about it. Go about your business. You know, if it takes a few knocks, a few nicks along the way, it doesn't really matter. It's a beta watch. It's like an old sweater.
I think that's probably about right. If you were to plot a graph of least to most beatable watches, you would have along one axis like the activity. How extreme is the activity? And then on the other axis, like how much do you care about the watch?
Yeah.
And the ideal watch would be the one that you can use in the most extreme circumstances and care the least.
Definitely.
So I think there's going to be a number of different factors to that. There's going to be features. There's going to be durability. There's going to be price. Is going to be style, all of those kinds of things. And I think there's a couple of different ways you can go with this. So, Tom, why don't you start with yours and get us going on the first beta watch?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go the most obvious way, and that is with a G-Shock. So the Casio G-Shock, specifically, there are lots and lots of different G-Shocks out there, but my favourite is the GA2100 series, and I've chosen this one specifically, the GA2100-1AER. It's just classic G-Shock. 10 pence shy of £100, so £99.90, which is probably as damn near as cheap as you can get for a watch that does it all, which this G-Shock does. Sleek black case and strap. This one's got grey indices, and it's got that unique octagonal bezel, which is a very popular shape in the watch world. So very stylish, very cool. This one, it's 46 millimeters in diameter, but it actually wears quite smaller than that. It's quite a sort of sturdy, compact thing. I've got very slim wrists, so I was a bit wary about it, but actually it just wears fine. It's really cool. So perfect for a beta, something that's nice and light, and wears really well on anyone. And for me, the G-Shock is the perfect beta watch because it's designed to be knocked about. You talked about that graph of how much punishment can it take and how little do I care. There's something about, I'm very nervous watch wearer, even if something, I don't have any watches of a tremendously great value, but every knock is painful, you know.
Every knock is sacred.
Yeah. Every scratch is a defeat. Wearing a watch is a painful ordeal for me. But with a G-Shock, it's not the case. It's just like, hey, I don't even know I'm wearing it. I'm knocking it about. But that's the beauty of a G-Shock. It's designed to be, it's designed with that in mind. It's designed to take a beating. Because obviously you've got that famous carbon core guard technology. You know, it's a patented hollow guard structure, Andrew, that protects it against impacts and vibrations. I think the inspiration was that of a rubber ball. If you imagine the movement suspended inside a bouncy ball, that's where it's coming from. You know, all your time-telling technology inside this resin case, it just can't be harmed, no matter how hard you fling it against the wall in anger. It's got mineral glass, so a very hard glass that resists scratching. Unlike other Casios, the F91W, you might think is the perfect beta watch. I mean, you may go on to say that, but I will say it scratches easy. But with a G-Shock, it doesn't happen because it's got mineral glass. Other features, Extreme temperature resistance can go as low as minus 10, so if you leave it out in the garden on a frosty day, it'll be fine. 200 metres of water resistance. This is good, actually, because, you know, I'm not much of a diver, but running it under a tap, quick rinse. Clean that resin off if you've been scrabbling around in the garden or puked on yourself, whatever you might do. Perfect. Just give it a rinse. That's fine. 3 years of battery life. You never need to take it off. The G-Shock is the perfect beta watch, I submit to you, Andrew.
It is a very good option. And it comes with a whole host of other features like alarms and chronographs and calendars and all the kinds of things that aid you through your daily life. I will throw into the mix as well that any watch that has a nickname as blessed by the community is one that is worth considering. This one is nicknamed the Cassioke for its appearance that is very similar to the Royal Oak. I prefer Shoctagon.
Yeah, that's good.
But there you go. That's very contrary of me. I'm not particularly G-shocked that you have chosen this watch.
No.
It does so much for so little. It looks very, very cool. You could see it on the wrist of Elon Musk and still hate him, but still love the watch. There are many things about it that make it very, very effective, but it also does that without becoming a nerd's watch. And that's where I feel I may be straying with my choice for the best beta watch ever in the world. So allow me to introduce to you the Garmin Tactics 7.
Ooh.
You might be wondering, why is it called the Tactics? Because this is a tactical watch, Tom. Now, there are two types of people. There's one type of person who will already be gone by this point at the notion of a tactical watch. So goodbye to them. And then others who think, tell me more. For those people, I think this might be the perfect beta watch ever. Now, it's not a cheap beta watch. It's £950. And let me tell you, if you upgrade to the Pro Ballistics version, it goes up to £1,400.
Goodness.
But let me tell you what this thing does. It is not only a tactical GPS multi-sports watch featuring a Power Sapphire solar charging lens and a touchscreen display, a GPS and applied ballistics calculator, yes, for the ballistics version.
What?
Are you saying what to the applied ballistics elite software? Oh, well, of course. Let me tell you. Because if you have a watch in your daily life, you do need to calculate aiming solutions for long-range shooting with an inbuilt ballistics calculator.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I do know what that is, actually. Now you've said it, yep.
Up to speed. Lovely. With that as well, it comes with a flashlight. You can choose white or green. You can set it so it has compatibility with night vision, so you can read it with your night vision goggles on. There is a kill switch.
Wow.
If your security becomes compromised and you want to delete it of all of its memory, you can press the kill switch.
Okay.
It helps you with the usual stuff like planning out your parachute jumps, for example. It will do weather reports for you too, including NexRad radar, METARs and TAF for those aviation bods out there. You've got outdoor maps, which include SatIQ technology for accuracy data. You can have a normal map. You can have an altimeter, barometer, and compass with your map. You can have golf course maps. You can have ski view maps. You can have multi-continent topo maps, Tom, and even public land boundaries.
Wow.
But it goes on, Tom, because this watch really does do anything. If you are interested in your health, it has things like a wrist-based heart rate monitor, of course, but it'll also give you a morning report, which will give you an overview of your sleep recovery and training outlook, a jet lag advisor, which will help you to avoid jet lag, O2 sensor, sleep score, body battery energy monitoring, respiration tracking, a hydration tracking, including planning for your next levels of hydration, and all the usual stuff, like it'll play music and give you notifications when you get text messages. So whether or not you want to check your stock or you want to get a headshot, this watch will do all of it. And you can smash it about with the best of them for between £950 and £1,400. Tom, what do you think about this particular beta watch?
That's a lot of functionality, isn't it? I'm aghast, Andrew, quite frankly.
And agog.
The kill switch is intriguing.
It's if you get captured and you've been using the watch to browse some unsavory websites that perhaps you would be embarrassed for other people to learn you've been browsing, and you need to get gone.
Yeah. Maybe you've been listening to some guilty pleasure songs on Spotify and you need to erase that. That is a crazy watch. Yeah, I mean, that does everything, doesn't it? I mean, and more than anyone could ever possibly need.
Tom, I haven't listed half the features this watch has, so why don't I list a few more just for your benefit?
Okay.
It will do mountain bike dynamics, a recovery time advisor. It has a Climb Pro feature for all the climbers out there. It will help you with backcountry skiing and snowboarding. It will do Surf Ready features with the Surfline Sessions feature. You can also use the race widget for marathons, as training status, training readiness even, wrist-based running power.
Right.
HRV status. I don't even know what that is, but it has it, and I feel like I need it now.
Heavy recovery vehicles. See where your pickup is, I guess. I don't know.
You might be thinking, though, all of these features, they're going to eat the battery. No. This will last up to 37 days in smartwatch mode and also charges from the sunlight. So you can wear it so long as it's light out there for 37 days plus. Pretty impressive.
Wow, that is more tactical than man. I can't believe it. Looks plenty durable as well, so that's really what I'm looking for from a Beta watch. I don't really need to track my bowel movements or whatever. Actually, it doesn't do that, so amateurish.
Well, hang on, let me check. On the health snapshot feature, there are three categories. One is defined by the picture of a person, one is a heart, and one looks like wind. So that might be it.
Yeah, you have burped 14 times today. Good, that's healthy.
Some might call this watch overkill, Tom, but I don't think there is any such thing as overkill. We buy dive watches that can go thousands of meters below the waves, so I see no reason why our daily Beta smartwatch can't both connect us to our favourite music and calculate the trajectory of a headshot from 2 miles away. Best to cover off all the bases just in case, because you never know when you're going to need it, and better to have it than not.
I think the Garmin Overkill is actually in development. That'll be out soon, and it'll have more features.
You can really shoot people with that thing.
The kill switch has been upgraded to actually immolate everyone in the room.
Well, there you have it. Tom and I have selected our best Beta watches in the world. What is yours? Let us know down in the comments below. Thank you so much for watching. And if you're looking for a watch, please check out watchfinder.com in the description. Thank you very much and goodbye.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.